crowds and all the porters and the station master's daughters would be searching high and low. Saying, Skimble, where is Skimble? For unless he's very nimble, then a night mail just can't go. At 11:42, with the signals overdue and the passengers all frantic to a man, that's when I would appear and I'd saunter to the rear. I'd been busy in the luggage van.
Then he gave one flash of his glass green eyes and the signal went all clear.
They'd be off at last for the northern part of the northern hemisphere. By and large, it is me who was in charge of the sleeping car express. From the driver and the guards to the bagman playing cards, I would supervise them all, more or less.
Down the corridor he paces and examines all the faces of the travellers in the first and the third. He establishes control by a regular patrol, and he'd know at once if anything occurred. He would watch you without blinking, and he's over to a thinking, and he's certain that he did approve of hilarity and riot. So the folk were very quiet when Skimble was about and on the move. You could play no pranks with Skimble Shanks. He's a guns that couldn't be ignored. So nothing went wrong on the northern hill when Skimble Shanks was aboard.
It was very pleasant when they found their little den with their name written up on the door. And the berth was very neat with a newly folded sheet and not a speck of dust on the floor. There was every sort of light, you could make it dark or bright, and a button you could turn to make a breeze. And a funny little basin you're supposed to wash your face in, and a crank to shut the window should you sneeze. Then the guard looked in politely and would ask you very brightly, do you like your morning tea?
We got some!
But I was just behind him and was ready to remind him, for Skimble won't let anything go wrong.
When they crept into their cozy buns and pulled up the cards of fame, they all could reflect it was very nice to know that they wouldn't be bothered by mice. They could leave all that to the railway cat, the cat on the railway train.
Of the night, I was always fresh and bright. Every now and then I'd have a cup of tea with perhaps a drop of scotch while I was keeping on the watch, only stopping here and there to catch a flea. They were fast asleep at crew, and so they never knew that I was walking up and down the station. They were sleeping all the while I was busy at Carlisle, where I met the station master with elation. They might see me at Dumfries if I summoned the police, if there was anything they ought to know about.